Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Now every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Feel like the bottom of the gas, now I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. But now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden. Your body's some sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade.
Come on.
I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. Oh, how many miracles I happen each day. If I can just get out of my own way.
Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, no, 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 lemonade, no. So dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. This evening, I'm not feeling too well, so please bear with me. I don't know if I have a cold, flu, or what's going on, but I'm just not feeling that well. I almost canceled the show, but since I hadn't been on here in a while, I thought I'd, you know, do it today at least. So anyway, you tuned in to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. And this show is for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you've answered yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. Want free exposure? If you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussion, religion, or politics on If Life Gives You Lemons Radio. We air whenever we air. I can't give a specific time or a specific date because I do it spontaneously. And if I do, sometimes times may change. Also, never look down on a man unless you're helping him out. That's my motto for life, period. You're not supposed to look down on people. Okay, this evening show is basically I'm going to be just doing a little bit of talking about different things that's been happening in 23 and the people who died in 23 and what's going on in 24. And if you have any questions or comment or would like to add anything, feel free to hit the microphone and I'll answer you, and you can come in and make a comment or ask the question. I really would appreciate that. First, I'm going to talk about the people that we lost in 2023. That's what I'm going to do.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
Okay, I hope that's not too loud. I don't know what's going on with this blog talk as of yet because it's still strange things happening. Okay, well, I'll just go on and read off the names of the people who died in 23. Lisa Presley, which was the daughter of Elvis Presley. Jim Brown was a football player. Raquel Welch, Matthew Perry, Norman Lear, Bob Barker, Tina Turner, Tony Bennett, Sinead O'Connor, Harry Belafonte, Angus Cloud, he played on Euphoria. Paul Robeson was Pee Wee Herman. Jane Birkin was, they named the Birkin bag after her. Suzanne Summers, Jerry Springer, David Crosby, Barry Humphrey, Alan Arkin, Sidney Williams, playing Laverne and Sherry, Ryan O'Neill, Burt Bacharach, Richard Bowser. That's my cat getting on my nerve. William Frankton. There also were many more that died, but that's basically all I could pull up. But, you know, we lost quite a few people in 2023. And my great-nephew, who wasn't a celebrity, he was killed in a car accident. Oh, get over there. I'm sorry, my cat just jumped on my board. And his name was DeAndre Johnson. He was 18 years old. Very vibrant young man, very talented, and he was taken in a car accident in 2023. So, also some things that I've been going through. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Rayford to see my cousin who was in the hospital up there. Coming back home, my car just shut off on 95, rush hour traffic. I'm sitting in the car going crazy because I don't know what to do. I'm scared to death. It's getting dark, and I lost everything. I couldn't think right. I just went blank. And I called my insurance company, and they had informed me that my roadside assistance was dead. In other words, they was waiting for a payment, but I didn't know that until all this had went down. I had assumed that they was taking the payments automatically out of my account, which I also found out that I had the wrong card with them, with an old card. I didn't know that because I had paid it up for the whole year. So anywho, I'm just sitting there, and they told me to call the police. I called the police, but I didn't know where I was at. I did not know where I was at. So I'm sitting there almost in tears thinking about who I could call, who could come and help me. Lo and behold, what came to my mind was my friend Shirley, a young lady I met when I moved down here in 2016. We worked together. And I called Shirley, and of course she came. Shirley has always been there for me. But in the meantime, a tow truck pulled up. And I'm saying, wait a minute, where did this tow truck come from? I'm thinking maybe the police sent it or whatever. But he said he was going up the other way. He was on his way home. And he saw me on the other side and came all the way over there to help me. He took me to a truck stop out of the traffic, you know, so I could be safe. In the meantime, my girlfriend Shirley comes to the truck stop, and we're sitting there, and I called my insurance company, and I'm asking them, what's going on? Why is it terminated? This and that. Went through this, went through that. And so they said they had sent me a letter. I never received, well, I did receive the letter, but this incident happened on the 25th of last month, yeah, the 25th of January. They sent the letter on the 26th, that next day. I said, ma'am, I have not got it. In the letter, it said to pay my premium by January the 17th. Mind you, it was the 26th. So I called them, and they, you know, beat me down, whatever, whatever. So I decided to leave them, so I got another insurance policy before I did leave them. But anywho, in the meantime, in between time, they took out money from my account for the insurance policy, which I didn't know they were able to do that because I thought it was on my credit card, but instead it was on my savings account, so they automatically could go in there. I called them up, and I gave them the Riot app, and I told them they're very unprofessional and incompetent because I said y'all could have at least sent a courtesy tow out there, being that I paid her for that whole year and never used it. Well, ma'am, this, that, whatever, she kept saying she was sorry, this and that. And because I was angry, yes, I was angry, I told her, I said, all of y'all are sorry. The whole bunch of you are sorry because you're going to leave me out there. My life is on the balance, on the 95, rush hour traffic, getting dark, all these things, and I'm just, it really was traumatic for me. And I don't know what I would have done if Shirley couldn't have come out there and got me. So anywho, I got another insurance company, and then I called them and told them that I was done with them, to send me my money back. They're going to tell me some off-the-wall mess, but they can only send me $45. I said, well, good, send that, and I'm done with y'all. You don't ever have to worry about me. Use your insurance, and even if they were the last people on this earth that had insurance, I would go without with insurance because I didn't appreciate the way I was treated. And that was Allstate. Yes, I'm telling who it was. It was Allstate. Now, people may have different opinions about Allstate, and that's their opinion. I'm just giving up my opinion. If you're satisfied with Allstate, I suggest you stay with Allstate. But I would never use Allstate again simply because of that incident. And then the fact they charged me an arm and leg for insurance, and all I have is collision because my car is a 2009. Okay? But like I said, I'm not trying to discourage anybody. But if you're happy with them, I'm happy for you. But I will never use Allstate. All on the principle of that, because I feel I could have lost my life if somebody had ran into the back of me and pushed me in front of a car or whatever, just ran in the back of me, gave me whiplash or whatever. They wouldn't have done anything because I don't have the insurance that would pay for, not unless the other person had insurance, they would have to pay for my car or whatever, or, you know, my medical bills and different things like that. But anywho, I'm done with Allstate insurance. I'm done. And I'm not trying, like I've mentioned, I'm not trying to discourage anybody. If that's what you want to use, you have my blessings on using it. But I will never use it again. Never. Okay. Now, there's something else, another article that I had read about on the news feed that I get on my computer, and it was about Joel Osteen's megachurch getting shot up. It was during his second service as Spanish, because he serves, have a service for the Spanish-speaking people as well. A lady who had on a long trench coat pulled this, they said it was a rifle, pulled out this rifle and got to shooting up in there, but she got killed because there were two off-duty police officers in there. So they killed her, and in the meantime, a little boy was shot. He's in critical condition, and an older gentleman was shot. But the little boy, he's in critical condition. First they said he was 5, but then I read another article said he was 7. But regardless of if he was 5 or 7, he was shot, and he's in critical condition, and they don't know if she shot him or if the police shot him. But trust and believe, if the police shot him, they're not going to be charged. They're going to put the charge on her. That was mentioned in the writing as well. But, you know, we all know that whoever shot him is the one that should be charged. Because if you're a police and you shot somebody, you shot somebody, you know. But, you know, that's how they do. If you're in a, if me and my friend was in a robbery or something and the police killed my friend, they're going to charge me with it because we was robbing somebody or doing something we weren't supposed to do, but that's how it's done. So the lady, they said the charges will go against her. She's dead, but that's what's happening. And they said Joel Osteen, the celebrity priest, he's a celebrity priest, pastor or whatever. Celebrity, that sounds a little bit earthly to me, but anywho, that's what's going on with the article of Joel Osteen that I had picked up. Also, another article I picked up was about on Tyler Perry. I don't know if you guys watch Ruthless, but that program, it is ruthless, and Tyler Perry is ruthless as well, because the things that he puts on some of those shows are just, I don't know. I don't know what Tyler Perry is thinking. I don't know. But last night I was watching Ruthless, and I just went into a shock mode, and it dredged up old memories and things that I had put to rest in my mind. So anyhow, to get to that, and Tyler Perry, he's got to be very insensitive to women to have something like this to happen on his show. And I do believe that he is a homosexual because his actions. He loves being Madea. He loves being Madea. He loves when he's dressed up like that. But anywho, what it happened was on one of the episodes, they had this girl. She's supposed to have been like a traitor or whatever. They're all up at this camp called I forget the name of the camp, but anyway, they have this guy up there. He's the highest. They're like worshiping him and, you know, doing any and everything that he wants them to do. But so anyhow, this girl, she was a traitor, and then they had this lady. She's called Elder Mother. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I told you I wasn't feeling well. But anyway, they have this lady, Elder Mother. She's in charge of all the women and, you know, tell them what to do and this and that and whatever. She loves the highest, that's what they call the guy that they worship up there. She loves him, worships him. But anywho, this girl who was a traitor, they've been torturing her and all this kind of stuff. So last night I saw the episode where they had put her like on a conveyor belt and rolled her out, but they only rolled out half of her body. So I'm thinking that they was going to cut her legs off or something like that, you know, since they only rolled that portion up to her waist, to her stomach, is what they had rolled out. So when the mother elder went out the door to go around what had happened was when the mother elder went out the door, went around there to the other side where the girl's legs were at, the rest of her body was at, They put him in the stirrups, but the stirrups was upside a wall, like, and her legs was wide open. So I'm saying, what in the world? I was sitting there, and I'm saying, what in the world is this all about? Then she called them boys. Boys, come. So it was about 17 of them. She told the boys to get naked, and you could actually see their penises, get naked, and every one of them raped that girl. And I'm saying, now that's gone too far, because it brought up memories for me. I've been raped before in my life, and just by one guy, but 17 men. And then she had the audacity to go back in there after they, you know, took her legs down and all this other stuff and asked the girl, how does she feel? She said, I feel dirty. And the elder mother started laughing. How can somebody write a scene up like that? That is just horrible. That was really horrible to me to see that. And I'm saying, Tyler Perry got some issues going on in his brain. He writes and directs all these things. So it ain't like somebody else came and said, well, do it like this, do it like that. He directed that, wrote that. And I don't feel the same way I used to feel about him. I really don't, because it makes me feel that he's insensitive to women, because anytime you're going to have a show and actually show a woman being raped by 17 guys, that's insensitivity to me. So I can't have feelings for somebody who's insensitive to women, because I am a woman. And I have feelings for women who have been raped, molested, men and women, and children. So for him to do something like that, I'm kind of done with him, you know, because that was not right. And then that's not the only thing. On another show, he has a habit of exposing people's private parts. I guess he gets his jollies off like that. I don't know. But on another show, All the Queen's Men, and he does this, or he doesn't do it when they're on BET Plus, he shows that, but on BET, when they come on BET Stars, they black it out. You know, you can't see it, but when it's on BET, you can see everything. They're on All the Queen's Men, a guy has something was wrong with his penis, and they actually showed it, and I said, what? Because, you know, generally, like I said, he had on when I was watching BET Plus. But on the other BET, they, you know, black stuff out. But anywho, Tyler Perry, I just don't feel the same way I used to feel about him. I really don't. Because, like I said, if you're so insensitive to women who have had trauma like that, children and men, and then you're just going to show this happening to one young lady, all those men, and that's terrible. She said she felt dirty. Dirty is not the word. You can't. That's not the word you can describe how you feel. Even though you do feel dirty, but it's just a word. It's indescribable to explain how you feel after you've been raped. It's indescribable. And any woman, man, or child out there that has been raped, they know. They know. So, you know, that was just something else that had happened with Tyler Perry. I don't know about you, man. You just do your thing, and I don't know. I just didn't appreciate that episode. And I'm saying that because it happened to me. And anybody who don't have empathy for women, men, and children who are being raped, I don't know. Or go through any type of traumatic issues that people go through, people should not be insensitive to them. Be sensitive and show them support, or, you know, try to talk to them and, you know, ease some of their pain. Because because you don't know, some people take pain and will turn it into something else, or turn it to suicide, or turn it to other people. You know, you have to reach out to people when they're going through whatever they're going through to kind of make things right. You know, I didn't have anybody to talk to when I got raped. I was 15 years old. And it was just like everything was swept under the rug. The guy, he got locked up. They found him. He got locked. He's locked up for 5 years till he turned 21, because back then they had the Youth Act, meaning if you committed a crime before you turned an adult, so like if you was 15, 18, or whatever, you can get out when you become an adult. And I don't think that's right at all, because this guy got out and raped, was still raping, you know. So I don't, I think rapists and murderers should never get out of prison. Never, because if the person that they killed, if they could come back, then that's when they should let about it out of prison. But if they rehabbed and all this and that, then I'm staying there. Because that soul is gone forever. If that person gets out, they get out, they get their freedom, they get to do what they want to do. But that person that's laying in that grave is gone forever. So you just have to have a little empathy and sympathy for people who are less fortunate or go through something that maybe you may have even went through it yourself. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just saying, have some sympathy for people. Now, if anybody's listening in Fayetteville, I have a booth in the flea market on Bragg Boulevard. You can come down there and get plants from me at little odds and ends, and prices are very reasonable. I hope to see you guys down there. And if not, I won't see you down there. Also, I'm an author, and I just published a young man's book who lives in D.C., and the title of the book is Heat. And it's on Amazon, or you get in touch with the author and order it from him, however you feel comfortable doing that. And I also would like to send out, my condolences goes out to my editor. He died, I think he died in 22, and I really didn't find out until 23. He died, and, you know, I'm going to send my condolences out to him. Rest in peace, Jim Swinton. Just rest in peace. You know, he was a very good man. He did all my editing for me, and he was very good. I just say rest in peace. And nothing else really is going on too much. I just wanted to get on here and so basically see if the show was still working, because the first time I came on, I remember it wasn't working. I couldn't get on. Couldn't do anything. But now it seems to be working. So when I come back, I'll have some guests on my show and some other things going on. But this was just a little show to let you guys know that I'm still here. And looking forward to doing more shows other than the one I did today. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I'm not really feeling that well, so I'm not going to be on here long. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to be closing down in the next few minutes. And, you know, wishing you guys a Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, too, because I hadn't spoke to anybody since New Year's. Yeah, I hadn't spoke to anybody out there in Radio Land since New Year's. You know, so Happy New Year's. Hope this year was better than last year, if you didn't have such a good year last year. Last year, my year was, it was okay, but this year is not too good for me right now, right at the minute, but I know it's going to get better, because it generally does. I just have to hang in there and be patient and you know, stay true. That's all I got to do. So with that being said, I know I was supposed to be on here a little longer, but I'm not feeling that well, so I'm going to close out. And the next time I'll be on here, you guys will have a great show. I'll have some guests on, and we can chop it up. But in the meantime, in between time, thanks for listening. I wish every one of you a happy New Year's. See you guys on the next show. With that being said, I love talking to you guys, not about you, love seeing you, not viewing you. So please don't drink and drive, don't drive and drink. And be courteous to people, love people, and remember, God is in control. Have a great evening. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.